Blog Talk Radio.
On air. That was Steve Mohasey with the boys. Jeff has been getting us some different music things and such like to listen to. This evening we had a few changes. We thought we were going to have Aurora Rose on, and instead she is having one of those annual events called Getting Another Year Older, and she and her hubby had originally planned some things out, and all of us lost track of days and times and whatnot. So she will be on with us next Thursday instead of this evening. Instead, it's going to be Ryan, and he's going to come up in about an hour or so. So I am going to kind of fill in a little bit here this evening, and until we get Ryan on with us. and I'm Casey, and I do birth card readings. So what I will do is I will take some of our callers, and I'll work with having your birthday. What I need is your month, your day, and your year, and I look up and see what your birth card is, because there's one uniquely associated for each day of the calendar year, and along with the planetary moon cards. Also, what I'll say, because we didn't have any issues with this, still, seems like always, we tend to, Blog Talk tends to drop calls, drop people out of chat, you know, drop us here, there, and everywhere, except on our heads, maybe, I'm not sure. So if you get what we call Blog Talk, if, you know, if your call gets dropped, go ahead and call back in. You know, it just happens. They tell us all the time, well, our circuit board's overloaded, so it's technical difficulty. So that's all we can tell you guys, too, is their circuit boards are overloaded. They're having technical difficulties. If it drops, you call us back in. So, all right. Let's see. What's stuff going on? We have the get a hold of Psychic Jethro. He is at www.jethrosmith.net. And that's to get reading or order one of his books. You can get an autograph. You can also get a hold of him at 928-284-0437. He recently went on his book signing tour and whatever, but he is an amazing psychic. And I don't even begin to know where to start with some of the things that he does. It's just is amazing. He does what I call angel readings, he calls them angel readings. I call it, what he does is he talks to your angels, and once you get permission to, you know, give them permission to talk to him, they do what I call rat you out. So that's what happens is that he talks to those people who are, you know, angels on the other side and gets all kinds of interesting information. He also, if you ever have the opportunity to see him in person, he is an amazing palm reader. He does that. He does his own version of cards, which, you know, he doesn't really need. I mean, all those things are kind of tools for people in the, you know, psychic field with, we call them springboards, you know, so it's kind of gives us a place to start. He doesn't even need those. It's like usually he just asks for your name and whatnot and goes from there. Let's see. And I wish I had more information on some of our other people that are on the show with us. And I'm forgiving. I'm having trouble talking this evening. We're all getting a little cold out here, so it seems to be one of those nationwide things. Everybody gets something that's like it's all the way across the country anyway. Aurora Rose, you can get a hold of her at www.auroraroseweb.com. And it's AURORAROSEPSYCHAC at web.web.com. And then her number, let's see if I can remember and pull all these out here because I don't have my cheat sheet with me tonight. I know it's a 270 number. And I want to say it's, I'm going to be close up. I'm going to have to call my cheat sheet. So I'm not going to give a phone number unless I know because, man, we could call somebody's Aunt Margaret and that would not be cool. So then there's Amy Kavanaugh. She is on Awakening Claire. That's on Facebook. That's her Facebook page, so you can get in contact with her. She is what we call a sport of our name. She's a Reiki practitioner, as well as she works with hospice groups. She works with widows groups, that kind of stuff. So she does it in the context out of grief and grieving. And also she does healing and helping people, you know, pass on type of stuff. So it's like if she can keep them from passing on, that's real good. There's Ryan here, and he's got a variety of gifts too. I mean, he'll be on with us later tonight, and I'm just going to kind of let him talk a little bit about himself. And we have a new gentleman who's going to join us on Wednesdays. His name is Bear White Wolf Hogan, and he is Native American, and he has a very interesting story he's got. We did that at the archives of last night. Let me think here. Who else do we have? I know we have more people here, but I'm just a little bit brain dead tonight. So anyway, okay, we have a caller here, and area code 847. You are on with us now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jill.
Hey, Jill, how you doing?
I'm okay. Do I ask you a question?
Well, I'm kind of not the question person. I'm the person that does I look up stuff with your birth cards and see kind of what's going on with that stuff. The guy with the questions who will be able to answer questions will be Ryan, and he'll be on with us, in about another 45 minutes. He'll be calling in. But if I can answer something, you know, related, if I can look up your birth cards and kind of look up your chart thing, I can see what's kind of currently going on with you.
Okay, good. 12-17-1960.
12-17, all right, 1960. You're an ace of clubs, and you have a three of diamonds as your planetary ruler. So let's see what ace of clubs people are and do, and what you're about, and what goes on with you. I know clubs are the scholars of the deck, and your card is called the desire for knowledge. It's also accompanied by the desire for love. You have this two of hearts karma card. It's the main influence of that card. It says combine these, and you have a person who is a student of love as much as one who would truly like to find their ideal mate. This card has been known for, you know, dating a lot, you know, playing the field is what they call it. But it is only true until you find the person of your dreams. You would rather be with anyone than be alone. But you really don't give yourself fully until that right person comes along. Like all aces, you're impatient, you're restless, you've got a lot of curiosity. It leads you to be an avid student, often with immense libraries and collection of learning material of all kinds. That same curiosity usually keeps you youthful, even into the last years of your life. You're always interested in new things, ideas, and topics of discussion. You're really smart. You can use your brains and creativity to generate ample funds. You can make money in things associated with the arts or with groups of women or pretty much anywhere where creativity and quick thinking can be utilized for profit. Let's see, very congenial and considerate. It helps you make friends at work. It gives you good communication skills. Most people feel really comfortable around you because of your ability to make others feel special and included. You've got very quick, sharp mind, and you're really witty and you're avid talkers. Your mother was probably an especially important figure in your life. She was probably a pretty powerful woman with a sharp mind, a great deal of intuition. Like the Ace of Diamonds, who also has this Queen as a Mercury card, the relationship with your mother formed lasting impressions upon you that often affects your love life and with relationships with women in general throughout your life. Your later years will not be real satisfactory to you unless you very much turn to spirituality for guidance. You got two sevens, one Uranus, one Neptune, which represent the last part of your life. It can either bring material problems or spiritual success. The happiest clubs, Ace of Clubs people are the ones whose eternal quest for knowledge extends to self-knowledge as well. You're often what they call the divine discontents, needing travel and changes in your life and your work to satisfy both your desire for knowledge and this inner restlessness. In relationships, it's one of the four special cards we call the semi-fixed cards. This Ace of Clubs has a unique connection with the Two of Hearts, which is its karmic soul twin. And there's only two other cards in the deck that share that. That's the Seven of Diamonds and the Nine of Hearts. Though you see seven karma cards listed, the only that Two of Hearts is really close to you. The Ace and the Two are almost like exact mirrors of each other, and you kind of share each other's personality traits and characteristics. But because of that, the Two of Hearts is the card of the lovers. This Ace of Clubs has lifetime ambition to find that perfect love. It does not necessarily mean the perfect marriage. You know, we can marry our perfect lover, but marriage is not necessarily a requirement when that Two of Hearts is concerned. What the Ace of Clubs really is looking for is the love relationship itself, that love affair that's just that timeless, eternal, you know, Romeo, Juliet, except people live, you know, perhaps out of this world. The Two of Hearts, I like the Two of Hearts, many of the Ace of Clubs people have that reputation, again, you know, for playing the field. You got a lot of people you go out and date. However, it only occurs among those who have not yet found the true love they really are searching for. So if and when you find that, you know, person of your dreams, you're very devoted, very monogamous. You've got that romantic glow in your eye just because you know that, you know, that's that special relationship out there for you somewhere. And you never let go of that dream of true and lasting love. Consider yourself lucky, and this is for the other people, you know, if an Ace of Clubs has chosen you to be their special person in your life. Like some of the other cards, Ace of Clubs has very high ideals about love. And because of that, you can really crash and burn hard when your dreams are not met. You tend to go into relationships with great expectations and enthusiasm, especially, you know, when you think you found the one, you know. But if you place too many expectations on that relationship and the relationship does not succeed, you may close up and go, man, I'm never going to do that again. It's like that was, you know, really, really bad. But your dreams are never quite lost. They might take you might never take the chance again, though, you know, in order to protect yourself. The ones who've been hurt in this way need to see their relationships in a more, well, you know, we'd say realistic light. You know, it's like Disney is not real. Disney is nice, but it's like it doesn't match up with reality. The best relationships are created by working on your personal and emotional issues in this open and loving way. Is not just by finding the right person to be with. It's being the right person with, you know, to be with, if that makes sense, okay? And that can be the illusion created by that Two of Hearts karma card. You know, you're always trying to find the right person, but it's also the thing of you also need to be the right person. Okay, now we've gone, you know, that portion of it. Let's see. Whoops. Oh, yeah, that's right. And I was going to look at that Three of Diamonds because Threes of Diamonds add a little bit different. I'll just say it's kind of like an overwash. It's kind of like, I'll say a different flavor, like a different flavor of Baskin-Robbins. It's like a double dip. Your Three of Diamonds is a planetary ruler. It gives you a lot of creative ability, which if expressed can give you a lot of success. But if there's uncertainty about your line of work or about what's most important to you in life, it can also cause a great deal of worry or stress from time to time. In particular, you might worry about money a lot, even when you're doing very well financially. Creative expression, though, is really this healing balm for you. It's like it's, you know, something really important to you. You might also find that you're drawn towards the study of mysteries, metaphysics, other spiritual subjects. You have this natural gift of understanding and a keen mind that can penetrate the deepest subjects. Personally, you probably have many challenges in a relationship area, and that can also be connected to this, those fluctuating values and the abundant possibilities, because sometimes it's just, you know, it's like being in a sweet shop. It's just like trying to decide, you know, I've got enough cash in my hand to get 3 pieces of candy, and there's 15 of them that I want. You know, sometimes that's how it is for you. Okay, well, that being said, what in particular did you want to look at tonight?
How about, like, my immediate family? They aren't nice to me.
Okay.
They never were, and my parents are dead. But that part, everything you already said is excellent. Thank you. Sounds just like me.
Okay.
It was amazing, really. And I was like, wow, I sound really great.
Wow. Okay, let's see. Well, I'm going to make sure I get you in the right year here. And you said 1960, so let me help you with the math here. So I'm 70, 80, 90, 70, so you're 50, 51, and you're going to be 52 this year. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, wow. This year for you, okay, and why is that? What is it doing here? Oh, that's because it's a semi-fixed card. Okay. You're one of the cards. It was talking about the semi-fixed. You have a long-range card, and you have a Pluto and result card. But in your particular one, there is no environment or displacement card because the Ace of Clubs is what they call that semi-fixed, so it doesn't move around through those positions. And I was also going to look at and see what time period you're in right now and just kind of see what's going on here because each year, and it's like, because your birthday goes from your day to your day, okay? It goes, I mean, your personal year is from the day of your birth, you know, to the day of your birth. It's like it has nothing to do with the calendar year. And you are currently in, okay, Mercury, Venus was in February, Mars was in April, Jupiter period was in May, Saturn is in the 7th. Here we go. Okay, we're in September. You are in your Uranus time frame, and that started September 4th. And that's going to go through till October 26th. And then you'll have Neptune. Your Neptune time frame will be from October 26th until your birthday, again in December. So I'm just going to take a real quick look at what's coming up kind of for you, what you're kind of in the middle of. And I know Uranus is the planet of, you know, double lightning bolts, rules Aquarius, and it's also unexpected things. So it's like, you know, things we don't expect to happen. Of course, what I also know is Uranus is in retrograde right now, and I think it's not coming out of retrograde until somewhere in, I'll have to look at my books on that, but I think it's November or December. It's like it's a long time that we're having double lightning bolts in reverse. So this affects things too. Let's see where you're at though. Okay, your long range. I'm just gonna look real quick. Your long range for this year was the seven of spades, and seven is about faith. It's always about faith. The sevens are, but that spade is. It can be work and health issues and things. So let me just see what that. And that would have been, you know, that would have started again, you know, back in December and kind of been for your whole year. It indicates it could be a year of work and health difficulties, or a card of success in spiritual work. It could be a year when you really have to face squarely any negative attitudes or patterns that may have been accumulating through the years. You take this card as a spiritual challenge, and now is the time, you know, this year, so you still got a couple months, you know, left in here, September, October, November, December, you still got, you know, about 3 months here. To finish, you know, do completion of this, it's time to take stock of your thoughts, words, and deeds to see how they have created your world. And it's like, if in question on that one, check out Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, either the book or the DVD. It's really a cool one to watch. Then it's possible to actualize this card's potential for spiritual success, and that's what this year was supposed to be about for you. The potential for inner development this year is enormous without a specious card present. Any problems you have this year have inner solutions. So it's like a look within. See yourself as the source of your success and good health. Take positive steps to create the work and health conditions you desire. The Seven of Spades is also called the card of faith, and it's one of the most potent of the spiritual cards. For that reason, the possibility of success and personal freedom are that much greater, provided you have listened to its message and learned to live and walk as one who is, you know, surrounded in light, you know, surrounded by God and walk with God. Your keywords for this was a year of adopting positive attitudes and habits related to work and health and learning to create good health and life. So that was, you know, it still is your challenge, you know, to finish that out for this year is what you're working on. The other two that impact for the year, you have a Pluto and a result card. Your Pluto card is this four of diamonds, and your result card is a three of spades. So I'm going to take a look at those real quick and see how those kind of interact with each other. And that diamond one, I know, I think diamonds are girl's best friend. Let's see, your four of diamonds as that Pluto tells us that it's about achieving financial stability, and that was likely to be, you know, a major priority this year. One that you kind of, you know, were focusing on, and it's going to require you to make some changes. Deciding what you want out of life and what is most important to you is going to be a major theme in accomplishing that goal. You may have to focus your interest in a more singular direction in order to reap the success you desire, and it may prove to be a challenge at times as well. All we need to do to attract more money and prosperity is become very clear about what we want and why we want it. Again, you know, see the secret. This, in essence, is what you will be focusing on this year. And, of course, you know, that year, again, you know, started back in December. Look at your result card, which is that, we're going to look at that here in a minute, that three of spades. To get more information about that goal or satisfaction of your financial affairs, or to see, you know, who or what may be affecting it. So the affirmation with this is creating a sound financial condition transforms me this year. I'm getting very clear about my values and goals. So that's something that, you know, if you haven't been working on, like say, you still got a couple, 3 months, you know, here to kind of work on that. And then, okay, that three of spades, and that was the, let's say, the result card. And that usually is in connection with your Pluto. The powerful creative nature of that card, that three of spades, got to be handled very carefully to access its healthy, positive side, because it can really turn into stress and poor health. So you really got to, you know, because all the cards have, you know, the upside, the downside, the good, the bad. So it's, you know, got to, you know, the positive on it is that creativity. The negative on the threes is you can really get stressed and worried, and it can, you know, affect your health. So you take that meaning of the Pluto card, which is that four of diamonds, combined with the influence of that creative energy to give you the total picture of what your major goal and challenges, you know, have been for this year. And it's really not the year to make major life decisions, but it's just simply to experience different avenues to see what you like. The affirmation for that one is, I create myself to be a successful artist. I end up this year with two jobs or an undecided health matter. Okay, so this is kind of the probabilities. It can be, you know, just different things. And then where you're at with your Uranus, and what I will say is that I sure hope, you know, you keep in contact and call us back and stuff. Your 52nd year, and I know that's coming up, is about, it's what they call the year that you really decide whether you're going to live or not. It's like, you know, at 45, we kind of have this reset time where it's called our rebirth year. And we can set the tone, you know, for our next 45 years on the planet. And that's what everything past your 45th birthday is about, is like you have the same cards or similar cards in similar positions in your yearly readings. And it's like the option is, are you going to take it and make it that spiritual overtone? Are you going to take it up an octave, or are you just going to kind of fade away with it? So that's what we're kind of working on with that. Your Uranus time, wow, you've got a 9 of clubs and you've got an 8 of clubs, both. Both in the clubs, but that 9 is usually about things that, I want to say transitions, things that you have to complete, something like that. In Uranus, and I know it's going to be unexpected, it's mental frustration and worry, definite possibilities. Now with some of the problems you may have either with, you know, co-workers or labor groups, you know, okay, it could also be family. There could be a disappointing real estate deal. It's not a good time for real estate speculation. In addition, psychic experiments could prove disappointing. Okay. Do not expect much from others at this time. This time frame, which was the one that started, September 4th, it goes to October 26th. Let's see, the essential meaning is just it's the ending of some plan or mental occupation. It could represent either the ending of a job or a way of thinking. And it just only means that whatever it is that's being affected is over, it's done. Whether it's experienced by you as a completion or disappointment is totally based on how you perceive it. It's based on your own attitude and the thing that's ending. It's a good influence for spiritual matters, learning new spiritual information, attending classes, all that stuff. Keep in mind that a positive card like the 4, 8, or 10, okay, so the 8 in the other place, would offset any problematic situations that might arise and bring about good results overall. So I'm going to take a quick look at that 8 of clubs in that position of the Uranus time period and just see what it says. If you may have access to knowledge, it brings power in labor relations or real estate. Again, okay, meetings to deal with those areas are pegged for success due to the power of your mind. Success is likely in any areas related to education, volunteer work, real estate, metaphysics, labor relations, high technology, or psychic development. So, okay, so what it said, you know, you may be disappointed. It's like, with this one where it's at, it kind of overlays that and negates that. So it's like, so you will have positive things come out. You might have access to advanced or unusual knowledge that contributes to your career. But because of the power of that card, it's almost a guarantee that it's going to be a very successful and prosperous period. Even if your other one, you know, that 9 was a challenging one or difficulty, it's like this 8, you know, it just overcomes it and you just really have a successful outcome to situations that arise. So I don't really, you know, it's not really speaking to anything in family matters because I'm kind of looking at things that, you know, this year were of the heart and things like that. And you really, this was not a year for you with dealing with things in the heart. There only was, back in your Venus time frame, you had a King of Hearts, which is a loving father card, and you had a Ten of Hearts. Those two were together in Venus, which, you know, at some point this year, you know, you should have had some really interesting and positive interactions with somebody along the line. But the rest of it has just been really, it's about money, it's about finances, it's about learning. It's even there's a death card, you know, the Ace of Spades, you know, is called the death card, or it's a transition here listed as like, this has really been, you know, a year of kind of, I'll say, challenges and of letting go. And that's really what that Seven of Spades talks about, is just really getting, clear with, you know, what you want to do and what's going on and, you know, things like that. So it's kind of, if there's things with family, I would say probably that what that would speak to is, if that's the situation you're most focused on, I would say take that, you know, to the spiritualness and kind of, you know, incorporate those in your prayers and go, okay, you know, God, help me, you know what to do in these situations and, you know, help me be able to either have the peace of mind or to deal with these people or, you know, things like that. I mean, does that make any sense?
Yeah. It totally makes sense, and maybe you're not picking up on my family because it's like, even though I have two sisters, they aren't my family.
Okay. Okay.
Like they should
yeah,
be.
Sometimes we choose our family sometimes. Sometimes we're born into families, and other times, other times we have to consciously choose, you know, who our families are. And it's like, I mean, I know I've got, most of my family is deceased. It's like outside of my brother, everybody else in my family, my parents, and I've got Dolly and everybody on my mom's side except everybody on my mom's family is dead. So it just kind of depends, you know, on who you have as quote family, you know. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Or that, you know, your family could be, or you know, your relationship with your biological family could be what's in transition. It's like that could be the one that's talking about the Ace of Spades, where there's going to be a transformation, there's going to be, you know, some kind of an ending, there's going to be some kind of a change with that. So that, I mean, that would make sense to me. It's like, you know, if you're having issues and stuff with them, it's like you guys kind of have to decide, you know, are we going to go on and continue to talk to each other, or are we just going to ignore each other, you know, for the rest of our time on this planet? Does that make sense?
Yes. Totally.
Okay.
I know you've spent a long time with me. I wonder if I'm going to have a problem because my mother died when she was 52.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you know
when
what?
I turn 52, is it going to affect me or it won't affect me?
You know, and that's exactly what I was talking about was that very thing about how, you know, how we choose to live or die. I mean, literally we choose to live life or we tend to step out of it. Apparently your mom, I mean, usually people don't step out of it quite so dramatically. I mean, they can, but a lot of times 52 is a transitional year where people decide I'm going to live the rest of this life on the planet and be old and happy, or I'm not. And apparently your mom checked out. It doesn't have any bearing on your karma. That was her. That was,
okay.
You know, it wasn't necessarily a health related thing, or you know, if it was, it's not necessarily your health problem, okay? And a lot of that just has to do with our spiritualness. It just has to do with the things that we kind of decide, you know, the way we write our book, if you will, before we come into life, and just kind of go, yeah, you know, I'm either going to pick up and do this or I'm not, you know. So it kind of, you're going to have kind of that same choice facing you in, you know, you're coming up your 52nd year, which I say, okay, I hope you get with me. We'll, you know, do some reading stuff on this and kind of see that, because, you know, you'll have a lot of options on that 52nd year. It's, wow, because your long range is what's coming up for you is the King of Diamonds, which is a businessman's card. And that's very much entrepreneurial. It's like it would be a year of, you know, it's time for you to decide if you're going to get out and do stuff. It's like, you know, to run your own business. So you got a lot of, you know, but you got to finish out this bit with the seven of spades, and it's like, you know, get your faith in place and get the patterns and things that have you focused on in the past, and it's like, and really, it's kind of, I'm sorry, it's the Lion King little things, you know, it's like where Timon and Pumbaa, the two little characters, and it's like, you know, where Pumbaa says, you know, you got to leave, you're behind in your past, and Timon's like, no, you're going to hurt yourself, sit down, and it's like, you know, you got to leave your past behind you, you know, and really that's where that's going to come into, it's like, you know, choosing to leave whatever you need to leave in the past, you know, and part of that is however people have acted to you, you know, friends, family, whoever, it's like, it's choosing to say, you know what, we can remake our relationships, and we can have healthier, non-toxic relationships, or I can choose to leave this relationship in the past, and if it's not going to change, then I'm going to go forward to something that is more positive for me. Does that make
sense?
And
I think I'm up against that.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. They either have to step up to the plate and quit creating me like, you know, they have since I was 3 years old. I'm the scapegoat, punching bag. I'm blamed for everything. The transference.
Right.
The projection, it needs to stop, or I can't, one of my sisters, I haven't talked to in a few years. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. You know, and part of that, truly and really, is you need to let go of that pattern of even thinking about it. I mean, I know it sounds really weird, but it's like every time you verbalize it, and every time you think about it, and every time you put energy and effort into that thought of, you know, here's what they did to me, here's what they did to me, it's almost like I say, if you haven't seen the book, or haven't seen the book, haven't seen the DVD on Rhonda Byrne's called The Secret, or the book is RhondaByrne. It's like, if you haven't seen that or read it, do that, because the DVD I really like, because it's the way they do the visuals with it, and where they talk about the genie of the universe, and it's like, you know, imagine everything out of your mouth, the genie of the universe goes, oh, your wish is my command. So it's like, oh, you want to do this? It's like, oh, you want to live when they, you know, you want to relive your growing up years. Okay, I can make that happen. You know, it's like, and you go, whoa, wait, I didn't want to do that. No, that's not what I meant. So, you know, then the genie kind of looks at and goes, well, what do you want? You know, it's like focusing on what you do want, not on what you don't want, not on the past, because there's a point where you kind of go, you know what, I need to make peace with my past and quit letting my past pick me to pieces and go forward with it.
Because I am
sense?
Doing that, because
perfect.
At 50, almost 52, they still treat me the same way as they did when I was 3. And it's like, I need to just break free of that.
Yes.
I need to let
go
of the past. But
yes,
I feel like
absolutely.
They're keeping me in the past. Do you know what I'm saying? A lot of it's me, too.
Kind of? Yeah, I was
hello?
Gonna say, 'cause I was gonna say, well, yeah. Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? There we go. You know, and some of that is, though, okay, I want you to think about this, though, because you just got done saying, I haven't talked to one of my sisters in years. So wherever the thought's coming from, it's apparently not her. It's like it's how you're holding that thought about her. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, and I don't know what your interaction is with the other sister, but it's like, so they're not, you can't say the one sister is because you haven't even talked to her. So what you're a prisoner to, really and truly, is your thoughts and your thought patterns, which is exactly what you're supposed to be, you know, working on and breaking loose from this year. Okay, does that
I am a
you
prisoner
understand?
To my thoughts and my thought patterns. That is so
exactly.
true. I do
yeah.
live like that.
Exactly. And whatever you keep running over and over and over again in your mind, that's what you're going to keep, you know, you're on the treadmill. It's like you're going to keep running over that same ground again and again until you say stop, and you're the only one who can stop the treadmill. You're the only one, because you're the only one who lives in your thoughts. You know, your sisters don't direct your thoughts. You do. You know, so it's like you're the one that has to say, you know what, I'm going to make, you know, figure out a way to make peace with this and go, you know what, I'm going to quit blaming them. I'm going to quit shaming them. It's like whatever, you know, whatever. And you need to quit blaming and shaming you too, okay? Because whatever you was going on at 3 years old, obviously a child who's 3 does not bring that kind of stuff on themselves. So it's like, you know what? Somebody screwed up big time. They did.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of go, you kind of have to go, you know what? It was my parents, okay? They allowed whatever to happen and this and that. And it's like, it set you in this pattern for my life, but it's like maybe your parents didn't know any better. You know, they didn't know any better. They did the best they could do as parents. And if that was all the better they could do, believe me, they're having to deal with it on the other side, okay, because they're having to sit and watch what goes on, okay? So, you know, and now they're going, ah, we need to reform this, you know. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, they're gone. You're here. You're still having this opportunity to turn your life around and say, I'm no longer the punching bag. I am no longer this. It's like, and I refuse to be this anymore. So how, you know, this is Tony and Amy, I love this stuff. Sit down, you know, and you know, take a piece of paper, blank or ruled or otherwise, write yourself a letter and say, you know what, my perfect life is going to be like this. This is how I would like to feel about myself. You know, I would like to erase those memories of this. I would like to, you know, reprogram myself so I don't draw these kind of people into my life anymore either, because if you hold those patterns, you will continually draw other people that treat you in the same way. Does that make sense? You know, it's like
And I have been actually processing a lot of that and setting boundaries.
Good deal.
You know, like I'm not gonna come back to you if you're not nice to me.
Right, exactly. Yep, and that's a very good place to start. That's a very good place to start.
That was all excellent.
All righty. Well, hope it helps. It's like, you know, we're having kind of a quiet, I don't even know what today is. Today's Thursday. We're having a quiet Thursday night here. If you had a question or something you wanted to ask Orion, you know, he'll be on here, like I said, in about 20 minutes. He'll be back on with us, so I can put you back in, you know, queue or whatever. And
okay, that would be nice. Well, you know, I had called in earlier, And it was, the music was still playing after 7, so maybe people thought you weren't having the show.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I watched the queue. We had it came on, like, we had 5 calls come on, pop off, come on, pop off, come on. I was like on blogs, having a blog evening tonight. So I was figuring, you know, it's like when calls pop in and out that fast, usually it's the circuit boards, and it's usually, you know, people are calling in, they're getting dropped, which is really a bummer. But yeah, so right now you're the only call we haven't dropped. It's like, you know, like I say, we had 5, you know, popping in and out, and it's like your call was the one I got to take. You know, it's like it didn't drop you before I got to you, which was
but
cool.
You know what, I called back.
Ah, there you go. See
because it was just music playing, and then sometimes when there isn't a show, the music just keeps playing, and then you're like, okay, there's not a show.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
it was after 7, so I think I hung up like at 7:03, and then for some strange reason, I said, I'm just going to try and call back, and the show was on.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So everyone thought you weren't having a show, I think.
Oh, no. Well, I ran a little late. Well, what ended up happening was we had one of our guests that was supposed to be on. Everybody messed up on their calendar dates, and it's her birthday. It's like Aurora Rose was actually going to be on with us tonight, and she had some other plans this evening. So,
today's her birthday?
Yeah. It's like as I was going, okay, it's like obviously you're doing something else with your husband or, you know, family and whatever tonight. So, and we just kind of, it's one of those glitches. We don't have those a lot, but it's like very occasionally, you know, things happen, and it's like, and it's okay. So I just said, well, I'm going to fill in. It's okay. I can do this.
Right, because there's a lot of birthdays this week. My daughter is Saturday.
Oh, cool.
A lot of birthdays this week I crossed paths with.
Oh, wow. That's neat. Well, that's one of them. So Aurora Rose is, I mean, what is today? Today is the 27th or 28th?
Yes.
Something like that, yeah. So anyway, today's Aurora Rose's birthday. But, all right, and we do have another caller. Somebody persisted and held back in here. So I will thank you for calling in, Jill, and I will just put you back in queue here. And then when Ryan calls in, you'll be first in line to talk to him.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you so much. I'll hang.
Okay, sounds good. All right. And our next caller here, thank you, Jill. And this is a caller from area code 631. 631, you're on with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Who am I talking to tonight?
My name is Deanna.
Deanna, how are you doing? This is Casey with Casey Birth Cards. And what I do is I just do, based on your month, day, and year of birth, I can tell you what your birth card and planetary ruler is. And I just kind of do a little bit of a general reading. And then if we have time here, it's like I can tell you a little bit more about stuff or answer a specific question. And we just kind of go from there.
Okay. This is my first reading.
Cool.
So, I'm just wondering, like, what should I ask? I'm not sure. My mom does this all the time.
That's okay. It's got to be a first time for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your birthday? What's your month, your day, and your year of birth?
3/1/92. I'm a Pisces in March.
3/1/92. Okay, 3/1. Oh, wow. You have got a very interesting birth card. Yours, you are a 9 of spades, and your planetary ruler is the Jack of Spades. Wow. I want to see this one. Wow. I'm going to say kind of out there. It's like usually the 9s people, their lives are kind of like high school graduation every year. It's like graduating every year. Okay, let's see here. It's called the Universal Life Card is the name of your card. It's the most potent of the universal cards. It's got the strongest internal urges to let go of negative patterns in your personality and lifestyle. Among these people, we find people whose lives are filled with losses and others whose lives are filled with giving and fulfillment. So whichever way you choose, you know, it lasts pretty well in here. Choose to look at things. It's like, you know, you've got flip sides of the card there. All the qualities of the other 3 9s are found in this 9 of 9 birth card. On some level, there is a very important relief that's got to occur for you. Some key aspect of your personality that has to be allowed to die, so to speak. It's like, you know, you don't die, but it's like there's something, you know, with you so that you can be reborn anew. It's like new ideas, new attitudes, new things going on. Maybe as simple as something like a personal health habit or a work routine, or it can involve ways you deal with relationships or finances. In some cases, it can involve all of those at the same time. You can never completely ignore your inherent spirituality or your psychic or intuitive side. Those acknowledge that important part of themselves are a little guide to a life of universal giving and letting go of things that no longer really serve you or serve your highest interest. In that regard, some of you can, you know, make the greatest contributions to the world. It's called the Giver of Givers card. Many people in this card are very successful artists, teachers, performers, you know, just any walk of life there. The King of Hearts karma card and the Venus card gives you a really strong emotional and love power, charm, and wisdom that can bring a lot of success with the public. Many are gifted with either artistic or musical ability or something like that. And what I've said to people say, you know, say, oh, I don't have any art. And it's like, you know what? I've seen people be artists as bricklayers. It's like, you know, there's artists and there's creativity in any job that you have. But that same King of Hearts card helps you through some of the emotional endings that you're going to encounter. And it just gives you the wisdom to conquer your emotions and fears. You've got a good deal of business ability, which can bring financial success. If you apply that. However, your greatest fulfillment is going to come on a mission of love. The broader the scope of their work, and the more you focus on giving larger groups, the more that inherent power really shines, and the farther you rise to prominence on your path, you know, to the divine. In relationship, you've got all this charm and emotional power to attract a mate when you really want one. But being the Nine of Nines, there's going to be bound to be losses in your life. Again, you know, there can be that subtle fear that if you open up and love somebody, you're going to lose them. Also, many of the Nine of Spades have emotional trauma early in your life that leaves, you know, scars or somehow that interfere in personal relationships. But with all the charm you have, if a Nine of Spades is without a partner, it's because you're keeping other people away, you know, with all your might, really. Otherwise, you can literally have anything you want romantically. You can attract that partner of your dreams, Jim. Just make sure you get your little, what I call gift cards, you know, get your little 3x5 index card and say, my perfect partner is, da-da-da, and then, you know, when you're ready to bring them in, tape that on the bathroom mirror and read it every day. The Nine of Spades woman is pretty strong-willed and independent, and that's due to this. You've got a King of Hearts karma card. It can really make for challenges in personal relationships because you got a lot of power, and some guys don't handle women with power well. That you can easily be, you know, a single parent, you know, for the same reason. Any woman who has a king, that king card can be, you know, both father and mother to their children. At any rate, you know, you as a Nine of Spades woman, you're not going to take too much grief from any one guy, you know, unless you get into codependent behavior, you know, or try to save your partner. So it's like, you know, if you keep it on a healthy relationship, you're not going to get into that. You're truly giving and just wonderful people. Your love is for groups as much as it is for individuals in your hearts, and there's going to be emotional endings and completions with key people in your life. However, it does not need to be translated as a loss. And it's like what we try to say is it's kind of like high school graduation. It's, you know, you start out in, you know, preschool or kindergarten, whatever that is, and, you know, you go for, you know, like 12, 13 years. You know, you've been in one place, or, you know, you've been working towards your high school diploma. You finally get there, and that door, you know, when you graduate, then that door to high school and that kind of stuff closes, and then the other door to the wide world opens. So it's like, it's kind of like that. It's like you have a lot of those experiences in life where you kind of go through something, and then that door closes and another door opens. So it's, you know, if you can look at it that way instead of saying, dang, I lost this or lost that or whatever, if you don't look at it as a loss, if you look at it as a graduation, it's like, and kind of go, you know, what was the lesson there? What did I learn? What did I need to get out of this? And did I get it out of it? So, you know, that kind of helps kind of deal with those. And then that Jack of Spades as your planetary ruler, it really has a strong creative urge to your personality that can manifest in several ways. First of all, you can feel drawn toward acting or some form of artistic expression. But even if you're not, you have a lot of creativity that you do apply to whatever work you're doing. The Jack of Spades is also called the card of the thief. And because of that strong creative influence, people with this card can sometimes make, you know, a few distinctions in the area of honesty or whatever. Or what happens, I've seen, is people draw other people in and you get ripped off. So be careful, because you're going to be the one on the receiving end of that. It's like you're going to tend to, because you're so giving in a lot of ways, you're going to have a tendency to draw people in who kind of take advantage of you. So just make sure you have good boundaries. It's also called one of the one-eyed jacks. Others might see you as being kind of one-sided in your opinions or call you stubborn. But it's also the card of the spiritual initiate. You may be drawn towards the study of spiritual subjects, which can transform your life to a higher level. So how are we doing so far? Does this sound like you?
Yeah. Me and my mom are like, wow, that sounds just like me.
Cool.
Wow.
If you want to hear some of this again, we do have these in our cards, so you can go back through and listen. I'm just going to take just a real quick look to see, because you said 92, right? So I'm going to do the math here. So let's, we'll see, 92, if you're on to 12. Okay, so you are you're 20. You're just 20 here, yeah. Let's see. Yep, you're just 20 this year. Okay, 21. Okay, I was going to look real quick and see what your yearly cards were, because in this deck, it's like there's so many things that are with this. It's like there's just, you know, a multitude of things that go on. Let's see. So where you're at? Wow, what a good time frame. Okay, and this year for you, your long range. Okay, and that was March. So that was March, and that was April, end of May, June. You have this in this whole year reading. It's like you've had the Four of Hearts, which was kind of called one of the marriage cards. It's the stability in relationships. That appeared in your Mars time frame, which was March, April, May, June, somewhere over the summer, like June, July, something like that. You also have this Queen of Hearts, which is the marriage card. So those are in two key places here for the year. So that might be something that you're thinking about, is drawing that relationship in. Your long range card overall for the year is this Ace of Diamonds. And aces are always about, you know, starting things, new things, this and that. And, of course, diamonds is, apart from being the girl's best friend, is about getting stability with your finances. Just going to look at that really quick for your long range. It's a strong desire for money. Is going to be one of the major influences in your life for this year. For some reason, you've decided, you know, this is kind of the year you need to get serious about your financial condition and just kind of, you know, do something about it. It could signal the beginning of new finances, you know, enterprise or a new job, you know, something like that. Or you may decide to, you know, open your own business or something like that. Or, you know, it may have to do with schooling and getting education to open that new business, or, you know, go where you want to be. But while that desire may help you to kind of get out of a financial rut, just be careful you don't lose sight of the other important areas in your life and keep that in balance with the rest of your life just for best results. You kind of look, obviously, through the other cards in your yearly reading for indications of success or failure of your money-making endeavors. Essentially, it means the birth of new values in your life. It's as though some new things have come into your awareness that you think are really important enough to attain. It could actually be many kinds of things, you know, whether it's, you know, money, possessions, relationships, new kinds of work, new ideas, whatever. But it's just this desire to attain them is going to motivate you into new actions of any kind this year. It's kind of been, you know, an exploratory year this year for you. Keywords is a year motivated by the desire for money or new business and financial endeavors. But again, that deeper result with the diamonds is always your values. It's like, you know, what is important in your life? You know, what are you valuing? What do you really want to do? And you've also got this other one here. You've got a Six of Diamonds in Pluto, and you've got your planetary wheel. You've got your Jack of Spades in the result position. Sixes kind of tell us that it's, you know, there's karmic things happening, and it also is kind of static. It's like what they call static conditions, where things can kind of just hang out where they're at without really advancing. It's the Six of Diamonds is a very strong influence for the settling out of financial matters, for repaying of debts. Somehow you're either dealing with those in a really big way this year, or you're working on developing a definite sense of good values about your money and your debts. Perhaps you're just very much in debt and, you know, facing the situation squarely and honestly. or, you know, you're just restless by nature and you want to acquire the benefits of working consistently in one vein and one line of work. Sometimes the Six of Diamonds creates a situation whereby financial matters remain somewhat static, which means they're kind of unchanging, and that can be challenging when you desire a change. One of the greatest potentials for that Six of Diamonds is that you could actually discover or deepen your connection to an important and meaningful purpose in your life. This card's appearance in an important spot could be the signal of the time in your life when you really find something of greater meaning to stand for. So again, that values. Whatever the case, you're going to be challenged to be successful with that Six of Diamonds influence, especially meaning combined with the result card. Your affirmation with it is, I learned the value of truthfulness and fairness in all of my financial dealings. I am discovering my life's true purpose. I'm just going to combine that and see, because that other one was that Jack of Spades, okay, as a result card. And again, that Jack of Spades, and it already kind of told us that's the, it's called the card of the thieves. You know, it can be being ripped off there. And that was in your result. Okay. It just kind of guarantees by your next birthday, you know, March coming around, March 1st, and again, your personal year is from March 1st to March 1st, that you're going to be successful. It could be in many different areas. You know, if you're into acting or creative writing or, you know, other creative pursuits, something like that, or, you know, you could be exposed to a spiritual discipline that's going to alter every area of your life, you know, again, that's our values. It could be a year of major transformation for you, one where you begin an entirely new lifestyle based on truth and higher wisdom, even on the mundane level. Success is yours, but especially in one of the creative areas. It's a really powerful indicator you could end up with, I don't know how you could end up with a much younger man with a spade, but yeah, or, you know, a gentleman who has a spade suit by your next birthday, whether it's a friend, you know, lover, family member, whoever. Just an indicator that the two of you might be joined in some meaningful way by year's end, you know, maybe partnership or study partners or something like that. The affirmation for that one is, I create myself to be a successful, you know, either artist, actor, musician, you know, whatever the creativity in your life is, and you end up this year with a higher and healthier lifestyle. So that was kind of some of the overviews and kind of some of the stuff that we're looking at. So does that help at all?
Yeah, wow. That was right on that last part.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you feel that I will struggle financially?
Oh, yeah, like, as far as getting your bills paid and things and your debt.
I'm in a little bit of debt right now.
Okay.
Does it show that it's going to get better?
You said something about
debt.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, for this time frame, it's like, it does show that there's a squaring up of debts. It's like, you know, that, you know, you become aware of those, you become responsible. So it's like, and that's what you're doing with that. More than likely, because you're facing them, you know, you're not running from them, you're facing them, it's like, it's going to turn out okay. It's like, you're going to, you know, you're going to get things squared up, and it's, you know, very likely to have a good outcome with that one. What I'm going to do here, I believe we have our other gentleman here with us, and I'm going to bring Ryan on here real quick. Ryan, would you like to, did you hear that question, and would you like to kind of answer on that for her?
Okay. Miss, what's your name?
Hello?
I got on like 2 minutes ago. I didn't get the question or your name.
My name's
Deanna.
Deanna?
Yes, yeah. I was just wondering about my financial situation.
And work,
really. Because ever since I graduated, I've been working at the same company, and, you know, I've been struggling, and, you know, it's been up and down, with finances. You know, I don't know how, if this job is going to be it for me. I don't know.
Do you like it?
I like my job, but I don't know. I'm kind of in debt. I feel like I'm too comfortable. It's hard to explain. I don't know.
Yeah, you want to know if the job's going to start getting better, if you're wanting to, because I guess I'll let you want to know if it's going to get better, if you're going to get something better along the line.
Yeah, it's getting better.
I'm getting more of you have to go look you're going to need to put yourself out there and see if you can find a better one. But for the time being, that's where you're supposed to be, is at that job, and learn to conquer over what you're going through in your finances. So learn to budget a little bit better.
Yeah. I'm trying to do that. It's hard.
Why is it hard, Dougie? You don't like the job and you justify.
No, I like the job. It's just I just feel too comfortable. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know? No. Do you think it's time for me to move on from this job?
I'm feeling you, before you move apart from the job, you got to experience. You don't have to learn from there. It's going to teach you something that's going to help you in your next job.
Okay.
Like,
Yeah, it makes sense.
Totally.
Because I like the field that I'm in, you know, and I'm not too, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. You're stagnant.
Yeah, I'm
stagnant.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm stagnant right now. I'm not eager to grow that. I was, and then I lost it.
You lost it.
Get some help in the background.
What?
I think he's got some. Brian's got some helpers in the background there. Okay, so you're currently, what it is, you currently have a job, and your question is kind of whether you should keep this job for a while or whether you should be getting your resume out and kind of moving on. Or am I hearing that right?
Yeah. Financially, I have to stay with it. You know, I don't know if this job is my calling. I don't. It's hard, you know. It's not me. This job, it's hard. It, you know, I went to school for something else that I thought I was gonna do, but you know, I ended up in a mortgage company. That's what I've been doing.
It's
a challenge. You know, there's so much to know about mortgages, and you know, you. It's like, it's weird. Like, I don't know. It's just like I know so much, like, things. It's just hard to explain about finance.
Okay, so right. So I think Ryan, you said that you think he has something kind of to learn from his job, or is there things that can help with it, or?
Yeah.
I think that for now, like, for the next, I think, about 3 to 4 weeks, that she's going to be there. There's something that's going to happen. It's going to be an experience that she needs.
Yeah.
Sorry. My youngest is tired and trying to fight sleep.
Oh, no.
I appreciate everything you told me.
All righty. Well, and it's like, so you're saying, like, you know, 3-4 weeks, something like that, so she's definitely going to still be there. I think my question to our caller do you like the job you're at? I mean, you know, because there's actually a book title called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. So is this a job, you know, like, of your dreams? Is this something that you would want to do for the next, like, say, 50 years? You know, if you had to be in this job for the next 50 years, is this something you would want to be doing? You know, with advancements and all that.
If I would have to answer, I would probably say no.
Okay. So there's part of it there. So there's Ryan's still seeing something for you to be, you know, getting out of that and learning out of that. So definitely stick with it for a while. But you know, do you have your? Are you actively kind of looking for something? Or you think about looking for something? You know, coming up.
I haven't thought about.
Right.
Any career other than this,
yes.
I make really good money here. It's just I'm not happy with it. Really, I don't think it's my calling.
Okay, gotcha.
It's hard. It's really hard. I'm such at such a young age at a mortgage company. It's like, it's like a totally different world, because I went to beauty school. It's just
oh,
totally
wow.
Different. Yeah, so I don't know where life wants to bring me.
Wow. You know, I didn't, are you getting anything else for life?
Just pretty much in about 3 to 4 weeks, she'll get the lesson that I'm hearing that she needs to learn from the job before she can really feel like she can move on from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm getting. Right. And then like 4 to 3 or 4 weeks to look for what she loves to do, her calling. And then
right.
About the 4 weeks, she will find it. About 2 weeks after that,
wow.
She'll have it.
Oh, wow.
So she'll find kind of something else that's going to really trip her trigger. And it's like, I was going to say, is this one of the things, I mean, should she be getting, you know, kind of preparedness? Because should she be getting her resume, if you will, together to kind of look this
in about
out,
4 weeks.
I'm telling you,
about 4 weeks, it'll all come together. After 4 weeks, the lesson will be learned. And after the 4 weeks, it's going to take 2 weeks to get everything in order, like the resume and stuff like that. But in 4 weeks, she'll learn. What it is that I'm getting the feeling she's got to learn for some reason.
Okay. Cool. All righty.
Hey,
well,
that
makes
sense.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
You betcha. Well, thank you for calling in. And I think we lost one of our other callers there, so it's like, but, you know, feel free to call back and let us know how it's going, because we always like to hear back from people and, you know how our readings went and know how your life is going. So please call back, and this is one of the shows, there's no limitations on how many times you can call in. You're welcome to call back anytime.
I appreciate that.
All righty. Well, talk with you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.
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 Oh, let's go get your pencil.
Okay, and let's see, we've got another person here who's been hanging out and waiting. They've been in chat and they called in. Gabe in Anthropology. Okay, so we're going to see. I believe their question was about something about Dave.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ryan, you're on. It's like, I'm not sure what her name is. Like, you can get her callers in here, and it's like, and then we'll both know.
Is that the sun behind you?
Uh-oh.
Aw.
Okay. I'm not sure, like, I can't see Ryan. Can you hear us? Okay, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll go ahead and start out with what I'll do is I'll ask your month and day of birth.
My birthday was Saturday, actually, the 22nd.
Oh, wow. You just had it. Okay. The next question on that one is, I can tell what your birth card is, but I don't know your planetary ruler. Do you know whether you are, which side of the cusp you're on? I mean, are you a Virgo or are you a Libra?
Well, I always read the Virgo horoscope, but I don't know what I am, really.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll just go with the club bit here that I've got. And see if you can help this little guy pray on here or something. Maybe give him kind of stuff that I know that's so hard when you have little ones. But the Two of Clubs is called the conversation card. Okay, there's a wide variety of personalities. Some of you guys are, really, some of you are very outgoing, and some of you are not. And some people, some of the Two of Clubs will make sure, they'll go out of their way to be sure they're surrounded by people who admire them, or they're people to talk to, they're sociable. You enjoy good stimulating conversations. And then on that flip side, there's people who are really reclusive and really appear to need nobody. In truth, you're just kind of sometimes you're a little bit afraid, and you just kind of have one special person to whom you attach yourself, okay? This Ace of Spades karma card can mean an inner fear of death or change, which explains, a lot of how you behave with things. But you're really endowed with a lot of natural abilities and gifts. You can really be exceptional in business and with people, and sometimes you prefer working in partnership rather than alone. You actually have one of the more fortunate life paths. There's a lot of protection surrounding this card, and you've got a lot to be grateful for. You just simply, if you recognize the abundance in your life, it's going to help dispel this underlying fear that can do, you know, so much damage. You also really like to talk and share ideas, and it's also the Two of Clubs is actually called the conversation card. It can also be known as the argumentative card, because you do like to debate. You probably did really well in that in high school. It's like usually because, you know, you when you debate with people, you usually win. Just don't let that get out of hand. You've got an incredible mind. It helps you make really fine distinctions. You're, you know, witty, charming. And unless you're caught up in fear, you know, that it's the fear that makes you kind of irritable and argumentative. Much of your life has kind of faded, and part of your challenge is just accept things as they are, especially yourself and close relationships. And in that relationship, is just, you know, some of the most beautiful, physically attractive, intelligent people are Twos of Clubs. And, you know, people, like, look at you and just think, you know, you can have most anybody you want, okay? Uh-huh. In some cases, it's a mystery why you choose the people, you know, who you end up with. And that's more of a trait for the females and the males. Your love relationships are more of a reflection of your state of inner wellness and self-love than of any other factor. If that inherent fear has not been recognized and confronted, sometimes you settle for somebody, okay, just to avoid being alone. Or, you know, on the downside, you know, for somebody who might be, like, you know, abusive or psychotic or, you know, some kind of weirdly way, something or other. And that can lead to, you know, kind of unhealthy, codependent, you know, other undesirable relationships. So it's like, just, you know, be aware, really and truly, that, you know, this is kind of the, you know, keep your ideal in mind. And, you know, always make sure you're kind of striving to do that and look at that. And it sounds like Ryan got a handle on some of his little guys, and it's like, I'm going to let him talk now because this is his hour. So, yeah, Ryan.
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's see what Ryan's got to say here.
Okay. I didn't catch your name or your question. My youngest was being a little ornery.
No, my name is Gabriella.
Gabriella?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And her question is about a guy by the name of Dave.
So you want to know about Dave, like, as in relationship or as in business?
No, the first thing, but there's none of that yet.
You want to know if Dave is going to... I was saying, like, you want more with him, but he's distant?
Yes.
Well, I have a feeling that you need to have a heart-to-heart and let him know that you are looking into him in a certain way, so that way he understands your reactions to how you treat him, so he doesn't distance himself away from you.
Uh-huh.
The communication, like, to open up, like, let him know I like you and I want to see how far, where we can go or how this is going to end up, and let him know that you want, looking at him as, a potential boyfriend and see how it goes from there.
Uh-huh. Well,
I have a good feeling. He seems like a good guy.
We had a bit of a fallout, but it was not related to anything personal. It was like I house at his home. But
yeah,
that seems to have been fixed, which was like a huge thing. And it seems to have... But I don't know if there's, you know, ground for me to say something like that to him and... You know, I don't want to fall on my face, I guess.
I'm getting the, if you communicate, like, not even, don't tell me that you're in a relationship, try and rekindle the friendship.
Yes.
And then once he seems like he wants to rekindle it, because it seems like he wants to be there, but he's distant because he doesn't know if it's okay It's just an okay time.
Well, you know, I had my birthday on Saturday, and it was a very big birthday. I turned 50. And he came over, and that was, to me, the sign that everything that had happened, which was really traumatic, actually, because I stayed in his house, and the house was a complete horrible mess, but in a way that, you know, when someone is so depressed that they don't even clean anymore.
Yeah.
So I took care of the dog, and I cleaned the house, and he got mad at me, and then, you know, I wrote this email where I said, you know, I'm really concerned about you, and I did it out of love for you and your children. Because if someone from Family Services came to your house, like,
oh,
you would
be
in
trouble. Wow.
Yeah, it was,
yeah.
I'm sure, a source of a lot of shame for him to have reached that point, because he's a guy with a PhD, you know. He's not like... But it doesn't matter how many degrees you have. If you're, like, down and depressed and you can't see your surroundings, it means that, you know, you reach a point of, like, really a lot of sadness. And I took a big chance doing that because he told me not to do it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Oh, this needs to be done, and I'm going to do it, and I don't care. You know, I have four children myself, and I thought, well, I'm doing this for the dog, the children, and for him.
Yeah.
I
feel like he's going to appreciate it. I mean, I think he came around because he understood where you're coming from.
Yeah, he did. I think because that's why he showed up at my birthday. But now there's this other stage in this friendship, which you don't usually get that close to anybody, you know.
Right.
In such a way, this is like really personal stuff. He allowed me in his home, and I did this, and this is like saying, well, I trust you to stay in my house, take care of all my animals, and I went ahead and did something that probably no one would have taken the chance to do. So it's a very big lesson. It was a very big lesson to me. So,
yeah.
And I really, really like him, and I think he has an extraordinary big heart. And that, you know, if anything, it would be so nice to be very good friends with him. But I don't know how to approach that now after what I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say, it's like, you know, you don't usually go wrong by doing the right thing, and
yeah.
It's like because you did that really, I'm gonna say, out of the goodness of your heart.
Oh, I did. Yeah.
You know, I think they're, I mean, Ryan, please correct me if you're getting something different here, but it's like, I kind of want to say, you know, maybe he might get to thinking about that, and rather than being embarrassed that you cleaned for him, he, you know, and I think Ryan's right, you know, in that if you just maybe talk with him and say, you know, I didn't do that to, you know, to make you feel bad or anything. It's like, I just wanted to do something good for you and your kids. I wanted to, you know, that was kind of my good deed, you know, okay. And if you can look at it that way, maybe that would help. Does that make sense?
Well, we got over that. Like, I was able to tell him that, and he was at my birthday party on Saturday. So.
Right, okay. Okay.
He came, and the other thing is that his ex-wife brought his children, which is something that they're never together in the same place. And I told
her
it was my birthday, and she brought the children for him so that they could be together at my party. So I have I've been able to, like, break this ice. You know, I wanted to give everybody love. Everybody was so sad when I met them. They had, you know, and the children were like, so I think I have done a lot of things for him already.
Yeah.
But now I don't want to say, you know, I feel scared of whatever, going to next stage.
Kind of, what's the next step? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
What's the next step? It's kind of, I don't know how to, because now I won't see him as often, and I don't know how.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, do you email him, or do you talk with him, or?
I did email one last time because he was my son's coach, and I sent photographs and thank him for coming for my birthday, and I said, I'm glad we're over what happened this summer, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. That's all.
It's like
that's gonna happen.
Yeah. Ryan looks like a. Well, I got something here. It's like I kind of want to share with her, because this since that was the year I didn't realize that your birthday. It's like I looked up what your long range card is for this year, and ironically, it's the Six of Hearts, which is going to be a yearly influence. It's a symbol of stability and possibly, but it says it's not me though, in love and affections. But it's like for those who seek a secure foundation in love, it could be a welcome situation. So there's going to likely be some compromises and lessons. At the same time, the karmic nature of the six indicates the possibility of relationships that are in some way paying off old debts, even from past lives. It's a significant new relationship. Or, you know, if a significant new relationship does enter your life this year, you can bet that it's going to bring with it the balancing of karmic scales in terms of love and affection. And it's going to show you the value of giving, you know, as you reap what you sow in the areas of love. So whatever the specific feature of that, you know, in your relationship this year, you're going to be experiencing, it's going to help you develop an appreciation for being, you know, responsible for yourself as well as your romantic and friendship connections are concerned. Your key words is, I learned about responsibility and love and how to make compromises to maintain balance in my closest relationships. I opened myself up to discovering a special and higher purpose for my life's work. So it's like, that's kind of, I mean, it's really interesting. It's like that's what, you know, this next year, and I say year in your personal year from the time of your birthday, you know, which was this last Saturday to what's coming up for you. It's like, it looks like to be a very interesting year shaping up.
Well, wonderful, because this relationship with this person has started in a very different way than anything else that I have been involved with a man in before. I have never been so close in the sense of sharing something so personal with anybody, you know, before I started a relationship. And with him, it seems we have, you know, shared this enormous, you know,
space and place. Yeah.
Yes. Trust, and at the same time, you know, yeah. I think in a way, you know, I ended up in his home because he wanted me to go there and do something about it.
Wow.
I just think he chose me because he understood that I would be, you know, sensitive and caring about
a trustworthy person.
Yeah. That I would, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So. Thank you so much. I mean, it has really helped me to speak with you and, like, sort of understand.
I'm going to ask you, because Ryan's been so quiet. It's like I want to ask him if he's gotten anything else, got anything else with that for you.
Sorry?
I wanted to ask Ryan if he's got anything else on that with you.
If he has it. Sorry?
Wait a minute. Ryan, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Oh, there we go. Do you have anything else you want to share with her?
No, just the same old. My phone's kind of out a little bit.
Okay.
It's like I keep getting text messages, and it's like, I don't know.
Uh oh.
It's cutting out. It's like every time I get a text message, I can't hear it for a couple minutes. I'm like, what the heck?
Oh, rats. There's probably no way to shut that off at the moment, is there? Either.
No, I send a text and tell her to quit texting, but it's like they won't stop.
Oh, wow. Yeah, gotcha.
So you don't see him, Ryan, taking any initiative. You see me taking the initiative.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you're going to have to, like, pretty much give him about a week and then, you know, slowly just say, hey, how are you doing? Are you doing any better?
Mm-hmm.
Just start off slow.
Start off slow. I will.
All righty.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you for calling in. Yeah. And, you know, call back in and let us know how it goes.
Okay.
You know, we always like to hear from people, you know, that we talk to and kind of know how life is going.
Oh, I will. And hugs to that beautiful baby.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you
okay,
so much.
Okay, thank you both. Thank you so much.
You bet. All righty. Well, golly, Ryan, I hope you got some topics here, because this is really a very quiet Thursday night for us. We've got more going on actually in the chat room than what we've got going on air here. It's like it's you and me, but you and I are in the queue. So I know your dad says you're kind of working on spiritual things and spiritual topics. So just kind of, yes, I'm going to put you on the spot and kind of go, gee, what's your thoughts on some stuff? Gee, what have you been working on? Or, you know, what have you been thinking about? I mean, I can tell some of this because we can hear these guys in the background. We know what you've been working on. But how's other things kind of going, or things that you've been contemplating, or things you've been working on?
I've been mainly because I'm in getting over a bad relationship and trying to move on. I've been mainly focusing on bringing up my energies and cutting all the ties of negativity in my life and trying to make myself better for my sons and all that
cool.
So they can learn and grow for me. But it's good for everyone to do is to always bring up your energy and have good thoughts and just don't wish bad on anyone, not even your people you don't like.
Yeah, sure. I guess, are there things, you know, like that you do, and particularly, you know, like, are you doing some, like, you know, meditations, and I'm like going, wow, when you got little ones, believe me, I know how hard it is to try and meditate until they're asleep. And then as a parent, sometimes your meditation means that, you know, you check your eyelids for holes, and the next thing you know, you woke up in the 7 hours later. So have you been doing that with meditation or, you know, things like that?
Mainly I like to take, because I get them, they take a nap for me. I'm the only one that can get a nap. And then I like to do my meditation. It's like you said, you have to work around them and take time. I mean, even if it's, you know, prayers or just in your head, I mean, meditation is all different kinds of forms, like meditating well, or you take a shower and stuff like that, just using vinegar in the shower to cleanse your body and just trying to make yourself
cleanse the aura too. You're not just cleaning the physical. You're also cleaning like the what I call the aura egg. It's like, you know, the emotional, the other bodies that can assess or things like that.
Yeah. I got my herb book and I'm trying to cleanse my body because I have a lot of negativity in me and a lot of hate from over the years that I'm trying to let go from. So
right.
We all learn, and I learned the hard way. It's never good to hold on to it, and
yeah.
We never stop learning every day.
Yeah, true story. So has your dad got you hooked up with coffee yet, and how's that doing?
I'm getting some soon. I've been looking into like fruits and vegetables because I never liked them. So and the different components of what you can get at a store that will help you and not just meat and grease and trying to get back to the health.
Yep.
And I got to cleanse my body because I got,
I say that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to cleanse your body from, you're not that old. It's like, I'm going to catalog you a little bit. It's like, I know Jasmine's only 23, and it's like, I'm thinking you're 22. It's like, my goodness, when did you have time to trust your body this way?
Well, a lot of it's from the years of anger and just eating wrong and not caring. And I was in a dark point in my life for a while.
Yeah.
Shut everything down and just chose to be ignorant and not a very good route to take. Now, when you're gifted, it's not something you just want to look in the face and spit in, but I turned around and had my kids and got my life back on track for them. Now I want to make my life better to make theirs better.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. All of a sudden you have small people who are dependent on you. It's like it really makes you reevaluate things, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially when you got to be the main parent and you can't really rely on the other. It's hard, but it's worth it watching them every day. And
I'd say
the learning.
Single parenting at its finest, as I can relate to that. I can.
So sometimes you just want to be like, okay, where y'all getting this? No. But then you got your sweet moments. So I think they're like Sour Patch Kids. Sour for my kids because they're sour at first and they're sweet.
Yeah, sweet and sour, salty and bitter, yep. Oh, goodness. How old are your little guys? How old are they now?
Jeffrey turns 3 on October 9th, and Robert is 1.5.
Oh, my goodness, 3 and 1.5. Oh, wow. They're getting about to the 3 is getting about to the age of, I don't know if you do that, what is it, Head Start stuff? Is that, you know, do they have that available where you're at?
I'm getting ready to start all the getting and the goods and letting him learn. He talks pretty good, but he's a little shy. I'm trying to get him more play dates and out with the world, but
yeah,
it's a slow process.
So
I don't
where he's at.
Yeah.
And then does that kind of give, you know, when they have a little bit of time on play dates, does that kind of, you know, does that kind of give you some time to work on your stuff too?
Yeah. Well. Their mom gets them about 2 days a week, and for those 2 days, I don't go out and, you know, party like a lot of 22-year-olds do, and I don't spend my life in any regret.
Right.
I just focus on cleansing my house and getting it all clean and doing my salt and making sure all my protections are up for the week.
Yeah, that's important. That is really important, especially with the. Especially with the days and times and seasons just going on, for sure. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So out of curiosity, I'm making this big leap and assumption. Have you read your dad's book? I guess I should ask that. Have you read your dad's book?
I've started it. I'm going to finish it. I'm like halfway through, but I have to take breaks because my boys won't let me, and that night I'll get drained.
Be tired to stay awake. I understand that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's,
funny.
They wake up at 6:00 in the morning, and I've never been a morning person. So.
I remember. I do.
Trying to wake me up
Wow.
is like trying to wake up a bear. It's pretty. They do a good job of it.
Time to get Ryan up. The nuclear detonation will be going off in 9, 8, 7. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! And yet, you kind of really have to go with that. How is that different being a morning person? How does being, you know, being a parent change your life? You know, because that's a huge transition. I mean, Jasmine's going through that. She can relate, except she's got a 19-month-old and a 3-month-old. So, you know, kind of how has that changed your life?
It changed it a lot. I mean, it changed it for the better. I mean, you know, I had a lot of lessons I had to learn the hard way in my life, and I'm hard-headed, so I just pretty much, it changes, it gives you a point of view of look at, like, trying to learn it, you know, is this okay around kids, and, you know, it's just common sense, like, you have to prepare yourself for it. I mean, it's, once it's like, you got 9 months to straighten your life out, and it's sad, because I see a lot of kids don't. I mean, 20s and older. I mean, they're just like, they have kids, but they don't want to take the responsibility of them. I'm like, if you were given a kid, I mean, if you took the time to make a kid, you did one of the best acts in the world. I mean, they're angels.
They chose this time and season and place to come in and say, yep, I wanted to come down and spend this time with you. So, you know, you kind of look at them and go, why in the world do you want to do this? Aren't there days you kind of go, really? You wanted me? Really? Okay, well, let's see. What do I need to teach you today? I have to come up with something now. I have to come up with a game plan. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm watching kids. All kids have energy on them, and it's just neat watching Robert and Jeffrey's energy fly.
Oh, God.
Jeffrey, I have a feeling he's going to be more of lines of people, and Robert's going to be more with the girl or animals and girls.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Talking with them.
Which one's your little Gemini? Because, you know, your dad always talks about the Gemini, and it's like, and I can't remember the birthday. The other one, I want to say Libra. Is that right? It's like, who have you got? What two little guys have you got?
Robert is the 4-4, and Jeffrey is 10-9. I think Jeffrey would be a...
Oh, 4-4. Oh, that's Aries. Oh, you got Aries and Libra. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, Gemini. Where in the world did I come up with Gemini? I don't know.
I think Jeffrey. My older brother was Gemini.
Okay, okay.
The name after the other Jeffrey.
Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that. Okay, I'm just being nosy here. It's like I'm kind of looking up here, and I'm looking up your birth date just for the heck of it because I wanted to see it. Well, I know you're an eight of clubs like your dad is, and I don't know if I've ever done a card reading for you before, but we got a little bit of time here. We've got a few minutes left here, and it's like, I think I'd like to do one if you want here.
If you want, you'll probably see some things that are scary. I've been around.
All right. Let's see. Well, I know one thing is like, you're a lot like your dad, G. you're his birthday child. You're the person who's, like in a lot of ways really just like him. And it's like you're going to be really surprised at this. Eight of Clubs, people are called the mental power card. It's the Eight of Clubs in this deck that I use. It's one of the three fixed cards. You got strong mental power. No kidding. You're not easily swayed by others' views and opinions. Many successful attorneys are Eight of Clubs. However, your power can be applied to any of the mental fields with great success. For example, chemistry, rocket scientists, nuclear physicists, a lot of those people, Eight of Clubs. You really can learn anything you want to. Your life path is one of the most successful in the deck. You can achieve almost anything you set your mind to, and most attain wealth and prominence. Look where your dad's at. Of course, he's a lot older than you are too, but you have something to look for and go, yeah, this is, I could do this, okay. But you got to make sure your life is kept in balance. Mental and emotional peace is essential to maintaining success. You've got a lot of psychic power, obviously. You can be a great healer. All of your gifts can be applied to great success, and you only need to become aware of your true goal to have a life of success and accomplishment. Being so fixed, because it's a fixed card, one of the three, has its own drawbacks. Mainly, it's difficult for you to sometimes deal with changes. It's your mind, your concepts, your ideas and principles that's the most fixed. You're often born with a certain set of principles you're going to have your life, you're going to live your life by. And you refuse to change, really for anybody. And there's, inevitably, though, there's going to be certain periods of your life where changes of your mental attitudes and structures must and will come. And those periods are really difficult. But it's just part of this, the eight of clubs karmic path. You're always more healthier and alive after changes, which come as sort of kind of like a death and rebirth. Think of the phoenix bird that, dies and then rises in the ashes. If you work with somebody who is a jack of hearts or a king of spades, it's going to bring far-reaching success. If together you're committed to doing some great work for humanity, for best results, let your work come before your personal life and keep them very separate. In relationship, Eight of Clubs essentially has good marriage karma. But first of all, being a fixed card, you're less prone to the emotional changes other cards have. You've got this Four of Spades and Venus. It's also a sign you appreciate the stability of home and family enough to avoid the changes in love life that affect so many others. However, most Eight of Clubs people will at one point in your life experience a difficult divorce or separation, which I think you're going through there. It usually comes in association with someone of the Diamond suit. For the Eight of Clubs, that destined romantic breakup is a karma that has to be dealt with from the past, usually past life, because of your fixed nature. When that change comes, it's not easy to deal with. It's when you discover that there's more to the world than just, and it does say a lot of these changes come, in your 40s, okay? When you discover that there's more to the world than just fixed mental concepts, you come face-to-face with your desire for adventure and a variety of love experiences. It often takes that divorce or change to help you graduate to this new level in your life and to break out of some of this fixed pattern that you have. Sometimes you have, secret alliances during and after that change. But once, whatever this change happens, you're more free to pursue whatever kinds of relationships fit your needs. Eight of Clubs males often attracted to Diamond females, so, find out what their birthday is, let me know. It's a Diamond female is often the one you're destined to eventually, become divorced from, so I'm not sure which other half was. Okay. You're going to have an attraction for heart females. And let's see, I was also going to look at your you happen to have two planetary moon cards, because Scorpios just are lucky that way. You guys have two things to look at when we look at planetary rulers. And those two, let me see here, you've got the Ten of Hearts and, oh my goodness, and the Queen of Diamonds. Wow. Okay, Ten of Hearts, I'm not going to tell you about Queen of Diamonds. Ten of Hearts is a planetary ruler. This gives you, encourages you to be more of a social person. Yeah, like you need to be more social. You're probably attracted to activities that involve groups of people. You may have a profession that puts you in front of groups of people or children in some way. You're usually going to be happiest when you have your, you know, Ten of Hearts, you know, your loving family around you. That card also accentuates your mental quickness and gives you a somewhat ambitious nature. Success with friends, associations, and any work that puts you in front of the public eye is pretty much assured. And then this Queen of Diamonds, it gives you certain pride in yourself, encourages you to maintain that sense of dignity, you know, in your whatever it is you're doing. You like your money, and you're usually going to only purchase things of high quality, usually high cost, if it might be a reflection on, you know, who you are. You've got a lot of natural business skills that could bring you success in most any business. There could be some uncertainty about which direction to go from time to time, because you also have a great deal of creative energy. In personal relationships, you have chosen to maintain a certain amount of personal freedom, and that sometimes could preclude, you know, long-term commitments. But you're a really outgoing person, obviously. You enjoy social events, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. Oh, whoops, let's see. And we have somebody actually that called in here. So let me see here. They've been, so I can get back and do more on you here in a minute. Let's see who we've got. And it's, I don't know how to say this. It's BNNABODHI, somebody that Skyped in today. Let me see if I can get this on here. It's blogging me. There we go. Hello. You're on with us.
Hello. Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's very difficult for me to, you know, be introduced like that, because it's very annoying with the Skype name. I couldn't change the Skype name. It was supposed to be Anna Bodhi.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So every time somebody's saying, like, oh, what kind of a name is this, where this just doesn't make any sense. So,
I apologize. That was my bad. Cause, I mean, I've seen a lot of different kind of Skype names. A lot of times people don't use, I shouldn't say they don't use their real names, but it's like they'll use, like, like, you know, the cat came back or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like they'll use screen names, you know. So it's like I just thought it might be something that stood for something. It's like, okay, my apologies. Well,
it was, no, I guess the whole thing is like my name is not rightly spelled, so it's annoying. But thank you for taking my call, and I'm also sorry for the Skype name that it went wrong. But can I ask a question?
Yeah. Ryan is pretty good with answering questions. So it's like, yep, he's our question guy.
Well, for me, it's about I would like to move forward in my life. I cannot work here in the U.S., and I was wondering, like, without paperwork, I can't work here. So I'm very – when do you see me moving back to Europe and, you know, be able to work and move forward? Because I feel very discouraged here.
Yeah. That's a good one. Hold on a sec. What was your name, if you don't mind me?
No, I don't mind at all. It's Anna.
Anna?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I see you heading back to Europe in about, I'm getting about a month and a half. They want you here in for a transitional period, like to for pretty much an experiment. Like I don't know. okay. They're telling me like you got something unfinished in where you're at right now, and before you can go home, that you have to finish business, not like financial, but just business is what I'm getting across. That there's not, it's not completed. Your task, the reason why you're here, isn't completed. That when you do need help, that there is, that they're saying to just ask and just asking for help. Your guides are just letting you know when you're down on your chips and you're low and you don't feel like you take no more. They're telling me to just ask, like, you know, what's always good to ask, you know, put it out to them and ask them for their guidance and their help and look for their signs is what I'm getting, what I'm getting from. Yeah, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it makes sense. I just feel like, you know, I'm doing my best to do something nice for myself every day. And I don't mean to complain at all. Like, it's okay with me to be here. But, you know, I wish I could work or something or do something with my time. And is it a good idea to move back home? Is that a good thing?
They don't want you to go back yet, is what I'm feeling. They want you here for something. There's a finish up, the business that they keep telling me that they want you to go through.
Maybe I have to make business here or something. Maybe I have to find someone that could help me, and it hasn't happened yet or something. Maybe.
They want you to stay here for business. There's something that's going to be coming up. Coming up for you, and it's gonna be good. And then once it comes up, you're gonna know. They're telling me that it's gonna be like spot on. You're not gonna want the feeling of going home because you can't do anything here. But that it's gonna take off. You're gonna soar. Is what I'm getting.
Okay. And do you see me staying in touch with this person that I like? What is that going to turn into, like, if I move?
The relationship that
that I'm interested in.
I'm getting more of one of the relationship that you're going to have. You're going to get hurt. So I'm getting told you got to go through some more learning in your relationship. They're telling me that Robert, okay. You got a few more things to learn and prepare yourself before you get to ready to settle or find someone ready to settle.
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear you with the baby in the background. It's very adorable, but he's trying to give me messages, I think.
He is very talkative. What you got? He's being very quiet.
He's louder than you. The baby's louder than you. I think I can hear your baby.
Yeah, that's my youngest.
What were you saying about relationship that I have to learn a little bit more, you said?
Yeah, they want you to learn more, but it's not going to be your fault. You're going to get hurt because you're going to choose the wrong guy. But they tried to set you up with someone before, but you turned him down for someone else is what they're telling me, that they want you to learn to read their sign on relationships. And that when you're ready, they'll put someone in your life. That's going to be good for you. You just have to learn who he is.
Yes. Yep. Okie dokie.
Does that make sense, sir?
Yeah, I guess I have to learn about men. And, you know, I met someone the other night, but he's very slow with returning his emails. And then I don't know if I really like him. I think maybe I did turn him down. And yeah, so I like someone else. Does that make sense, or?
Yeah, the hardships, but I feel like you're going to, I feel someone's going to get heartbroken in the end, but I don't, like, I don't know if someone's going to have to be heartbroken before they can be with you, or if you're going to have to break someone's heart before you can be with the one you want.
Okay. I don't know. And do you see anything relating to Mike?
Mike. I think you're going to end up breaking his heart. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
That it's not going to be intentional, or you're not going to mean to. It's like break his heart. Like you're going to... trying to explain how I'm hearing it. You're going to find what you want, but you're going to have... You're going to be... like you're interested, but you're not, and then it's gonna when you someone's gonna get hurt, and I don't know. They think it's probably gonna be him. They don't. So yeah, that's what I was getting.
Well, let's see how that plays out.
Mhm.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Was there anything else you had for, right?
No, I feel like so many noises in the background. I feel like I'm bothering.
Oh, she's having a hard time hearing you crying from the little guys in the background.
I think I'm going to let y'all go. He's crying really bad. I think I'm going to lay him down because he's working. So.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for calling in. Or Skyping in, as the case may be.
Yeah.
I might just ask real quick, it's like when's your birthday? When's your don't have to give me the year because I won't do your reading, but just what's your birthday?
My birthday is January 28th.
Ah, all righty. You are an Aquarius, and you're Queen of Clubs with the Seven of Diamonds. All right. I'm just going to do a quick look here and just kind of generically see how your romance stuff is. Your card's called the Mother of Intuition card, and in relationships, it just talks about a lot of queens, because as a queen, you're very nurturing. You tend to be in service of others. But a lot of times you have uncertainty and indecision about love and friendships and relationships, and sometimes it makes it hard for you to find lasting happiness in those areas. And it does talk about, you know, although a lot of the Queens of Clubs get married, and I can say this because my sister is a Queen of Clubs, not all are happy about it or make a success of it, you know, because you've really got a powerful mind and will, and not a lot of partners can handle, you know, kind of you and your willful ways. You've got some karmic for one or more difficult relationships, it's going to kind of be brought to some fruition at some point in your life. And for that reason, sometimes those Queens of Clubs, they'll try marriage once and go, oh man, I'm not doing that again, you know, type of thing. But the flip side is, my sister is very happily married, you know, until death did them part. So, that happens too. It's just, you know, what you make of it. Also, you tend to change your mind a lot about what you want, and it can make a partner feel kind of really insecure about your love, or, you know, it can cause a separation. You kind of operate on a higher frequency, meaning that, you know, your partner kind of has to have some mental ability and some communication skills to really, you know, make it work with you. There's also a certain amount of emotional indecision, and that, again, adds to that challenges, you know, you have to deal with each time, when you fall in love. You've also got some very challenging emotional and relationship karma, pretty much, you know, of all the cards in the deck, and it's indicated you've got the Seven of Hearts in Saturn and the Three of Hearts as your first karma card. And both of those indicate emotional needs that require care to deal with effectively. But, you know, like anything else, with that determined effort, any Queen of Clubs can apply themselves in that area with great success. The question is just whether or not you want to make the effort. A lot of Queen of Clubs find this balance with a relationship that's, you know, long-term, but it's not necessarily exclusive or binding. Your work is often your first love, and so relationships and the work required to make a true intimate relationship possible are sometimes put in a lower priority in your life. But with all the love you have to give, you have some of the greatest potential for fulfillment in a relationship, and you can really, you know, kind of like be the princess who marries the prince and later becomes the queen and lives happily ever after, you know, type of thing. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff with a relationship that is, it just, you can kind of make it go the way you want it to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Sounds good. All right, and I'm thinking, oh, Ryan kind of bopped out on there, Anna. So, all right, and we have, oh, my goodness, guys, we have 2 minutes left here. Well, thank you, Anna, for calling in. And, you know, call in again. Let us know how it goes. Really, truly, it's like, you know, we'd like to know how that goes for you.
Thank you. Yes, I will.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Okay. All right, and... golly, we've got like 2 minutes left here, and we've got three people just like called in at the last here. So I'm kind of going, eeny, meeny, miny, and moe. It's like you guys almost like, you know, called in at the exact same time here. I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller, and it's like, you know, you're going to have like 90 seconds. They're going to block us off here. But area code 423, 423, you're on with us, I think. There we go. You're on with us now.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Barry. Bear White Wolf.
Hey, how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing all fantastic. Right. I didn't mean to take up someone else's slot.
well,
I just wanted to call in and say hello to you guys.
Well, tell you what, then how about if you stay on with me, because Ryan logged off because he was having, you know, kidlet issues there.
Right,
and
right.
The two of us.
And I'm just catching the last part of the show, unfortunately.
Okay.
Guys, because
okay,
I was spending some time with my wife and doing some other things, mm-hmm. And so I unfortunately I caught the last part. So yeah, I mean I just want to say, hey guys, and I really enjoyed Wednesday, and obviously we got some good feedback and stuff, and that's fantastic. And look forward to next week. And I mean, you know, I would be willing to give up you know my slot to somebody else, and I'll just listen in.
No, I was going to say, I want you to go ahead and help me read here, because what I'm going
to
do
is
I'm going to put you really on the spot here and say, we've got area code 631. Give them your best 30 seconds, man, because that's what blogs got us. Okay, area code 631.
Okay, let's do it.
Area code 631, you're on with us.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're on.
It me? I'm on?
You're on.
Yes, you are.
For 10 seconds.
I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Denise.
Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
You know what? We got 2 seconds. One, we'll see what happens here. I bet we lose sound. So it's like we'll go on here for a minute or two. And Denise, I'm going to encourage you to do call back because we're going to have another show tomorrow. And on
Hey, Kelly, I think it'll let us go on just as long as we're on the phone.
When do I call back?
We're on, let's see, we're on tomorrow, and let me think.
Just my luck.
You know what? Go ahead, though. We haven't lost sound yet, so Barry's going to go ahead.
I think, Kelly, it will let us go on just as long as we're on the line with each other.
Cool. Okay. Let's go for it. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I just want to know what do you guys see, I guess, with my life right now.
Wow.
Kelly, you want to take this one first, or you want me to?
I'll start a little bit. I'll say, if you'll give me your birthday, I'll at least tell you what your birth card is, and we'll see what I can see.
Sure.
And then I can go from there.
Thank you. September 28th, 1982.
September 28th of 82. Oh, wow, okay. You are a nine of hearts with a five of diamonds as a planetary ruler. Nine hearts, I am going to really be willing to bet, since our nines are a lot about completion things. And let's see, every card in the deck has a specific name. And yours is called the Universal Love card. It's a card of great fulfillment, great loss, or both. It has a displacement card, which is seven of diamonds. They're both spiritual numbers, and the fulfillment that comes is rarely personal until all personal desires are set aside and kind of put in their proper place. It's the double Saturn card, and you are one of these people that you cannot deviate from what's true and right without swift and sometimes bitter rebuke, okay? All nines have come to settle affairs, debts, you know, whatever from the past. to pay kind of what they owe and move on. It's like, and we're talking, you know, like past lives and past karmic things. For the Nine of Hearts, there's going to be some completions and endings of key relationships that represent completion of certain what we call soul chapters. You know, like if you're writing a book, it's like this chapter was about this. So you're just kind of tying up loose ends. If you resist those endings, it's going to be interpreted as disappointment and loss instead of as a graduation, which is what they truly represent. Your life path is full of spiritual lessons. And for those who heed the call and adhere to the higher values, you're going to have seemingly blessed lives, while those who give in to fears and escapist tendencies are going to suffer. So you've got two sides of the coin to pick from. You know, it's like whether, whether you want to do the escapist moment and suffer from it, or whether you want to, you know, pursue the spiritual path and get the higher blessed life out of that. There's likely to be financial losses during certain periods of your life, and those can be interpreted as payment of past obligations, which is kind of what they really are. You really are a giver. You're endowed with great minds and hearts to share with the world. Many are found in counseling fields as one of their natural desire to give to others. You just have to be really careful to not be a martyr, or just kind of keep it on a business basis, okay? Your intellectual creativity is unsurpassed, and it can be applied to any field of science or business with great success. Part of your challenge is to use that creativity maturely and not to travel a lower path of, don't get into, just don't do it. Don't be tempted, to lie, cheat, and steal. Don't do those things, okay? It's just either you're likely to be a very happy giving person, or else one who suffered a lot of disappointments in life. It's like those are the two flip sides for you. But it's just, and it's really up to you.
Can you say that last part again?
Oh, sure. Okay. You're either kind of one of the, it's one or the other. It's like the high side of the card is you can be a very happy giving person, or the flip side of that is, or you can be a person who has suffered a lot of disappointments in life, okay, and are really kind of sad about things. But it's up to you to manifest, your higher side, even when you work with such, spiritually challenging soul pattern, because this is kind of a spiritually challenging card, it really is. When you operate on the higher side, it's you have more of a blessed life. When you kind of choose to, if you're working on the flip side, on the lower side, you're really going to have a challenge in life, okay? That's just kind of the ins and outs of that one. Let me see here. And what was the other one? What did I just say? It was the Nine of Hearts and Rats. Tell me your date again. If I don't write those down, I have my mind good. 28, that's right, September. Okay, there we go. Five of Diamonds, okay. The Five of Diamonds.
Sorry about the log truck sound there, ladies. I apologize for that.
That's okay. That's all right. Five of Diamonds is the key words for fives are freedom and adventure. But because you've got this Five of Diamonds as a ruling card, those two things are really probably very important to you. You like to travel, and you kind of like anything that's going to bring you fresh new experiences. You kind of got a natural way of dealing with people that makes you feel kind of at ease, and for that reason. And others, you probably do very well in sales work, if that's what you choose to do. You're seeking to broaden your understanding of life by having as many kind of new and different experiences as possible. Sometimes you have trouble with commitments, especially in relationship and work, and that may interfere with that ability to have those experiences, or on the flip side, you may draw people in who have trouble with commitment. So that's kind of what I got, just, the quick look at the cards, and let's hear what Mary's got to say for you.
Okay,
that was a wonderful reading, by the way, Kelly.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was wonderful. I hope some of that resonated with you. Oh, good deal, good deal.
Yeah.
What I'm getting is, I kind of have to say ditto to a lot of that. I have to agree with a lot of what the card said. As far as any kind of changes, can I ask you this? Are you possibly facing let's see how I can form this question to where it'll make sense. Are you in the position of possibly moving up the ladder in what you're doing right now and your job?
As my job, I do different things at my job, and I don't know if I guess technically, I guess maybe so.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Or more responsibility, possibly?
Absolutely, definitely more responsibility.
Okay. So would that mean more money for you, or just more responsibility?
More money has been coming in, and yeah.
Oh, beautiful,
recently,
beautiful.
Yeah, more money. Awesome.
Okay. That's definitely what I was picking up, and that in itself. Now I've got 1 minute left on my calling card, so I'm going to try.
Uh-oh.
To...
Oh boy.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I had to call in on a calling card, Kelly. I'll try to make this short and sweet here before it cuts me off.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll try to make this short and sweet before it cuts me off. Okay. What I was picking up was that you're getting some satisfaction out of the fact that they're giving you more responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's making you happy knowing that they trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, and you know, and so, in saying that, you know, and getting a little bit more money coming in, you know, that's less stress on you as far as bills and things like that, which is, you know, nowadays is you know, can be pretty rough with a lot of people, obviously. But it's making things a lot easier for you with the financial situation, because that can be a...
Whoops, I think we lost him. Okay.
We did.
All right. Well, what I'll say is Barry is on with us on Wednesday nights, and it's like if you call back in, I'm sure he will probably finish, you know, the rest of that then. But it's the same number to call in. It's at 773-897-6461. And we're on at, it's 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm not too sure what time zone you're in, but it's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain Time, and 5 Pacific. So call back in, and he'll be on with us again. So we'll finish that.
That's Wednesday, you said, right?
Yeah, that's on Wednesday. It sure is.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
You betcha, and thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.